Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like the state legislature. Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are you going to wait until November?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one, Roland Gutierrez.
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. What about Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Very favorable, okay, thank you. What about President Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Victoria Naive Criado?
Unfamiliar.
Unfamiliar. Okay. What about Jasmine Simon?
Unfamiliar.
Okay. What about Planned Parenthood?
Very positive.
Thank you. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Very positive.
What about Ron Kirk?
Very positive.
Thank you. What about Nathan Johnson?
Unsure.
It's either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Well, you gave me a pass on some of those others that I said don't know.
Okay, don't know. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Thank you so much. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one is the most important to you? Guns, abortion, local control, voting rights, or education?
Abortion.
Okay, thank you. And if you had to choose a second one, which one would be the second most important issue? Guns,
gun control.
Local control. Gun control? Okay. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-job business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay, thank you. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for, probably vote for, or it makes no impact. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Definitely vote, probably vote, or no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Same options.
No impact.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities.
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
No impact.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
No impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen.
How many more of these do I have to do?
We almost done. Just so you know,
well,
we are at
just say no impact, no impact, no impact. Okay, because
okay,
it's the same. You're just reading her platform basically, and
okay.
It's just a
yes,
campaign.
Yes, I understand.
Call.
Thank you so much. Thank
okay.
you. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Liz Ginsburg.
Thank you. Next, as you may know, some political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it has no matter to you. Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows that she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there's no reason to believe she is a stronger and more viable candidate against the Republicans today. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter to you.
That doesn't matter to me.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
No impact.
Okay, do you want me to mark all of the rest as no impact?
Please.
Okay, thank you. Next. After hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Liz Ginsburg.
Thank you. Lastly, having heard all of this information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? In your own words, in a small statement, please.
Women's reproductive rights.
Thank you so much. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. What was the last grade of school that you completed? 11th grade, high school, 12 plus, college grad, or graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or racial background? Do you consider yourself African American, Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Arab Muslim, White Caucasian, or other?
White Caucasian.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. You have a good one.
Certainly. Thank you.
Thank you.